USA Radio News.
Joe Biden planning to launch a $20 billion COVID vaccine program. The president-elect announcing a plan yesterday to get 100 million people vaccinated in his first 100 days.
I'm convinced the American people are ready to spare no effort and no expense to get this done. All these steps will take some time. It may take many months to get where we need to be. There will be stumbles. And yes, I know so much has already been asked of you. And when we're sworn in next week, we're going to ask you to keep the faith and keep following what we know works.
The vaccine program, part of Biden's $2 trillion economic relief package. It calls for raising unemployment benefits from $300 a week to $400 a week through September. It also calls for a $15 an hour minimum wage, more than doubling the current federal minimum wage. Also, he wants a $1,400 stimulus check for each taxpayer. This is USA Radio News.
Hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Girardi, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling for an investigation into the security lapses around the Capitol Hill violence. This comes amidst threats of more violence leading up to Inauguration Day.
I find this to be a very emotional time. I've said to the members, we're very passionate to our reaction to this assault on our democracy, on this temple to democracy.
Pelosi also says some members of Congress could face consequences for their alleged roles in the riot. House Democrats calling for more info on tours of the Capitol led by fellow lawmakers the day before the violent protest. A New Jersey congresswoman says some people seen storming the Capitol were spotted in those small tours, which she compared to a reconnaissance mission. The NRA files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The gun rights group based in New York saying yesterday they're also going to become a Texas-based nonprofit. The organization says this move will enable them to continue to be the nation's leading advocate for constitutional freedom, free from the toxic political environment of New York. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A convicted killer professing his innocence until his death. Dustin Higgs pronounced dead by lethal injection at 1:23 Eastern Time this morning at a federal prison complex in Indiana. The 48-year-old ordered the deaths of three women in Maryland in 1996. His final words, though, "I am an innocent man. I did not order the murders." His execution, the 13th of a federal inmate under President Trump. Dozens dead after an earthquake in Indonesia. At least 46 people killed after a 6.2 quake today. Almost 200 people seriously hurt. A real-life living legend has passed. Jeremy Scott has more.
The oldest living U.S. Marine, Dorothy Schmidt Cole, has died. Her daughter and only child confirmed her mother's death at the age of 107 in North Carolina. The Charlotte Observer reports Cole enlisted as one of the earliest female Marine reservists following the bombing of Pearl Harbor after she was deemed too short for the Navy. She learned to fly an airplane at just 4'11" and persuaded the Marine Corps to let her be a pilot. She enlisted in July of 1943. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
A recall ordered for Hot Pockets. The USDA announcing yesterday Nestle Prepared Foods recalling over 760,000 pounds of pepperoni pizza Hot Pockets. The agency says the food may contain extraneous materials, specifically pieces of glass and hard plastic. LeBron James joining a new team, Pepsi. The NBA star preparing to sign with the company after leaving Coca-Cola last year after 17 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.